USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden announced on Tuesday he is investing more to fight against COVID-19. Starting next week, Americans can apply for reimbursements for test kits.
So if you're insured, you can buy the test and get paid for it. With more capacity for in-person tests, we should see waiting lines shortened and more appointments freed up.
Michigan set a pandemic record Monday with 96 children hospitalized with COVID-19. Chief Medical Executive Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian spoke to WXYZ.
Our hospitals are completely overwhelmed. Our hospitals are struggling. We've had to ask for federal assistance. We're in a bad place.
The previous pandemic high for pediatric hospitalizations in Michigan was 71. And the CDC recommended on Tuesday that Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine recipients get a booster dose 5 months after their second shot instead of the previously approved 6 months. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose Go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
Oil and gas leases are back in 2022.
The federal government is expected to resume oil and gas leasing on federal lands in both North Dakota and Montana. The Bismarck Tribune saying the Federal Bureau of Land Management is planning a lease sale in the first quarter of this year with over 6,800 federally owned mineral acres available in eastern Montana and western North Dakota. The Biden administration stopped the leasing process last January and announced a review of the program. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A traffic nightmare in Virginia along I-95, which started Monday, continued into Tuesday. Road crews struggled to reach hundreds of motorists on Tuesday after being stranded all night in freezing temperatures along the 50-mile stretch. As of early Tuesday afternoon, the Virginia Department of Transportation warned travelers to expect congestion along major routes. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A second drone attack was thwarted in Iraq on Tuesday.
For the second time in 24 hours, a United States-led coalition in Iraq says it has foiled a drone attack on a base hosting U.S. troops. An official of the International Military Coalition said on Tuesday two armed drones were shot down as they approached the base in western Anbar province. Iran is demanding the trial and death of former President Trump and his Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mr. Pompeo on Fox News.
You have a nation state, the world's largest state-sponsored terror, very capable, saying that they're going to arouse every Muslim in the world to martyr President Trump and me. That's something that's not been done before. It's a real security risk, and I think it tells you something about how they're thinking about this administration.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Students in Chicago public schools will have classes canceled Wednesday if a vote by the city's teachers union to work remotely is finalized. The Chicago teachers union had been threatening to go on strike for several days amid a dispute with city officials, including Mayor Lori Lightfoot, over what they see as insufficient COVID-19 protocols. CBS Chicago reported teachers voted in favor of moving to remote instruction. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's been banned from Twitter and Facebook, says Democrats are trying to brainwash the American people when it comes to the events of January 6th, and she'll work to find out the truth. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.